Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Let's touch base with the Potluck Society now and Hugh Weber. Hey, Hugh, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here. Happy Wednesday.
Happy. You get to follow Steven Pinker.
I've got to say, you really upped your game, Lori Walsh. That's a heck of an interview.
It's a heck of a book. There's lots to chew on in that book. Not all of it easy. But speaking on chewing on things, let's talk about cheese. Let's tell us.
Hugh,
tell us a little bit what you've been up to lately.
Well, something we haven't talked about in the past is the work I do in research. So whether it's discovering stories about small towns in South Dakota or working with corporate or nonprofit entities, I do a lot of research for organizations. And I'm in the middle of this really cheesy research project focused on communities of cheese, which actually put a spotlight on the cheese, kind of passionate cheese lovers right here in South Dakota. So I met what I'm calling a true turophile. So turophile is just a word that means a connoisseur of cheese, a gentleman named Bo Vondra. Bo is a partner at Lux Market in Southern Sioux Falls. He's opened a number of restaurants. He's the guy behind the Dagger and Arrow hot sauces. But the reason we're talking to him today and having him introduce himself today is his love of cheese.
My name is Bo Vondra. I am one of the partners at Lux Market in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're the oldest registered business in the state. My passion and interest in cheese, I kind of fell into it with the market. We had the cheese. I didn't know a lot about it. And with anything that I do, you know, if you talk to my wife, you always have one thing that you get way too into and you dive into it. And then we're eating pizza all the time. We're eating charcuterie all the time. We're drinking too much coffee. And now we're eating all this cheese. And that's kind of, it's one area of the business that I knew that needed some growth on it. And I focused on it. And then, you know, it's like a rabbit hole, man. You dive into it. And then, you know, the more you get into it, the more there is. And it's just an unbelievable, crazy world. And it's fun.
Hugh, I wrote a story once about cheese. And I had the same experience. I was so surprised at how many people were into it. And like, it's a thing. It's like wine. There's cheese clubs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm from a cheese-loving family. My grandfather drove a milk truck for the cheese company that produced milk in my hometown of Milbank. So we're big cheese people, but we're more of that Colby, Monterey Jack, cheddar sort of cheese. I found recently that these specialty fancy cheeses can be, like as you noted with wine, just as intimidating. But what Bo said is that it really just requires finding the right guide, and we have several of them within driving distance of our listeners.
Go to a good cheese counter, and you'll know a good cheese counter by the people working behind it. They're going to let you taste cheese. They're going to talk to you about cheese. They're going to find out what you like. One of the most common answers when I ask people what they're into is smoked Gouda, because that is an easy cheese, or sharp cheddars. I mean, those are the two. Those are easy cheeses to have fallen into. They're enjoyable in their own rights. They're kind of gateway cheeses to opening yourself up if you allow that to happen. So if you're really interested in it, go find a counter like ours. I don't know if there are any other ones in town that do what we do. Minneapolis, there's a bunch. I know there's one or two in Fargo. Des Moines has an awesome cheese shop. In the area, those are some of the ones. There's actually one in St. Peter that's really good. They'll walk you through it. They'll taste you. They'll talk to you about it. Like, if you're in South Minneapolis, Katie at France 44 is amazing. I mean, she's taught me so much. And she'll walk you through their whole cheese case if you want her to, because she's even more passionate than I am about cheese. And she's a South Dakota native, so go talk to her. She's fun.
I just love the enthusiasm he brings to this and just his willingness to point out all of the opportunities and options. But he's a little bit humble. When I walked into Lux, probably a month ago now, my experience with their cheese counter and him walking me through the many cheeses was really something special. So he explains a little bit of his approach to that tasting here.
So one thing that we'd been doing that I never even thought about, and Greg, my friend from Chicago, it's actually part of his business model. He calls it the TLC approach to customer service. So I can't take that. It's totally his. But one thing that I just naturally had done, it's tasting, learning, converting. So making sure that customer tastes the cheese is a big thing to try to get them, you know, kind of get them to experience that in a new level. So just getting them to taste a little bit here to open up what they thought what cheese was at one point in time. And then teaching them something about that cheese while they're enjoying it to try to give them some knowledge, so either they're going back home to impress their wife or girlfriend or husband or significant other, or they're going to a dinner party and they want to sound like they know what they're talking about. So making them the champion of that piece of cheese that you just tasted and sold to them. And then converting them over into from a Colby to a beautiful Alpine or an aged Gouda or even like to a Bielen and Wachterein, like funky, stinky, soft cheese. Getting them to convert, like start tasting and like realizing what they actually like with cheese is really kind of cool to be able to help people get to there. You know, it's, and I feel the same way with charcuterie too. I do the same thing. You know, people just regular salami, they think it's just salami when there's just this world of salamis that you can introduce them to and taste them into. So it's fun to be able to kind of, you know, like see people's aha moments when they realize that something that they hadn't ever tried before, it's something that they actually really love and they want to try more of it and all of it.
You always find the fascinating stuff there, Hugh. I mean, who knew, right? That there was so much.
Tell me the idea of gateway cheeses isn't the greatest thing ever.
Exactly. It is about overcoming that expectation where you look at something and, we probably, almost all of us, have grown up with cheese in some way that is, not what, what he's talking about. But to overcome that experience to discover there might be something more in how you cook and what you put on your table.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't in the interview. I'd shut off the mic, but that's exactly what I said to him as we were wrapping it up. That there's so many times that we think we're missing out, or we talk about things that we miss from the larger metro areas or cities by being here in the region. But these small things, cheese, maybe it's wine, maybe it's charcuterie. These are ways to test your limits and explore. I mean, it's the lowest risk exploration you can probably do is trying a new cheese. And maybe you like it, maybe you don't. But to push yourself out of your boundaries. But along those lines, I couldn't leave. I had to put him on the spot. And I knew I was asking him to make the cheesy version of Sophie's Choice. But I asked Bo to give us a couple of cheese recommendations, and he shares a couple of his favorites here.
That's tough, man. I go all over the map with cheese. Some of my favorites right now, I always love Pleasant Ridge Reserve. Andy Hatch has made that cheese for years, and it's fantastic. Smoky Blue from Rogue Creamery is always one of my favorites. That just like subtle hazelnut shell smoke that he puts on it is it's unbelievable. Elise out of Redhead Creamery up in Brewton, Minnesota makes this whiskey washed rind cheese called North Fork. It's a Munster style. Not the Munster like the slicing, melty, salty Munster that you're used to, but like an actual true traditional Munster where it's, you know, like funky Bielen on smell on the outside, bright red, and it has that ooey gooey center that's super delicious on the inside. It tastes like just awesome butter. That one's really good right now. There's a triple cream in Indianapolis called Trillium that Tulip Tree makes. That's just, it's so good. It's ridiculously good. And then Andy Hatch makes one, and so does Jasper Hill. They're a Vacheron Mondor style. Andy Hatch's is called Rush Creek. Jasper Hill's is called Windermere. Those things are fantastic. Hollerhocker from Switzerland. I can go on and on, man. Yeah, there's just so many good cheeses out there that I enjoy on a regular basis. And I can't, I can't even go through as many as I enjoy to give credit to all these guys that make this just unbelievable cheese. I'm seriously. It's easy to sell because it's so good to eat. I mean, it just tastes good.
Hugh, is it a locally produced thing? Obviously, he's talking about cheese from all over the world coming in, but do we have South Dakota cheese manufacturers that stand out as far as local sourcing?
We do. There are a number of cheese producers kind of right here in the area and certainly on the eastern side of South Dakota. I'll say that the place where I've really explored is in the Wisconsin cheeses, which are kind of neighbors. There are over 500 specialty cheesemakers in Wisconsin, and the Upland dairy that he talks about is actually my favorite. I had never had a hard cheese. That was just something I'd never experienced. And we now keep a wedge in. It's kind of our house cheese. We keep a wedge in the fridge just for guests or our own pleasure. So there are a number of cheeses to try, and I'll say that the remarkable thing is Lux is a great place to check those out. But even Hy-Vee carries just a really nice cheese selection. So there are a number of different places to explore your cheese options.
And find your own gateway cheese.
That's right.
Hugh Weber, thanks so much. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's been too long. It's great to be here.
Yeah.